Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and we're joined by our next guest and reporter, Mark Z, President of Mark Z Legal Staffing. Mark, good to see you.
John, good to see you. Great to be on the show, and always great to interact and be part of your conversation.
Well, I know you've got a topical, as always, topic to speak of, something timely and topical for our Mark Z moment. What is it that you want to discuss this morning?
Thanks, John. So what I thought I'd talk about was the coming back, but really strategic coming back, as employers strategically have plans. We talked about in the past, employers planning, not just for the year, not just for 6 months or the month, but planning in stages. One of the things that employers and employees should consider, how I'll come back. In other words, when should I come back now that the vaccine is going to be coming ultimately in my stage? And then when I come back, will it be fully in the office? Will it be a combination? Can I still work remotely? And based on a lot of people that we've talked to, who were employers and employees or consultants, what we advise is at minimum for the first year, have a balance. You can't really go from requiring employees every day being in the office to every day now, which is what happened, the other extreme, not being in the office, to going back fully in the office. Some employers, particularly small companies and small law firms, have had people continually come to their office during COVID, socially distanced. They've had all the procedures in place. But the bulk of the organizations and companies have had people work remotely at least 3 to 4 days a week. A lot of the bigger law firms have suggested and have had people come in maybe 1 day a week just to at least connect with the people in the firm, because you need that connection. But again, for the most part, some people, I would say at least half based on our information, have been working at home full time. So our advice is work collaboratively together and figure out, employer, and figure out, employee, what works in terms of coming back. Our suggestion is maybe it's minimum 1 day, but probably 2 days working remotely and 3 days in the office. And that way you predict and pick strategic days where you'll be there, most of the team will be there. And by having enough days, you'll be exposed to the rhythm of the company, rhythm of your team, and having your ear to the ground of what's going on. It is really difficult, and I've talked to a lot of employees on their side working fully remotely. Psychologically, they feel disconnected. Zoom has helped, but it's not the same as being there. And they really want to be in the office. They really want to see people. They really want to act in terms of the connection being part of everything.
So you're really touching on a really important point, and I guess I put it under the fabric of reentry. Reentry is never pretty, right? Let's think about space travel. You know, rockets come back to Earth. There's always a chance of it's sort of there's some turmoil created, right, upon reentry. And so right. I think what I'm hearing you say is you're cautioning employees to say, hey, don't expect it to go smoothly. Have a plan. Right? Because right. The reentry doesn't always happen as, you know, the beginning of the pandemic, the front end of the pandemic, as you talked about, was an extreme shift. Everybody was forced into it, right? We had a lockdown essentially, or at least a very strong direction. And so many people, you know, that was abrupt. Your reentry doesn't have to be abrupt if you can plan it out. And I think what you're suggesting is one size doesn't fit all. Because I think what we run the risk of is the opposite happening, right? If we go to a harsh reentry, we may have rebound where people will be, not engaging at work because they're wondering about what's going on with their kids or the rest of the world. And I think in the larger context, we're also entering a point where there's still a lot of unknowns, right? Yes, correct. We understand people are getting vaccinated, but we still don't know whether people that are vaccinated can carry and, you know, infect others. We still don't really have a horizon for, you know, as shocking as it is, there's such a huge variance among states. You know, I've heard of 40-year-olds getting vaccinated in some parts of the country, and 80-year-olds in other parts don't have any clue when they're getting vaccinated.
Right.
So, you know, just recognizing that there's so many moving variables that you really have to individualize this and have, as always, communication, those conversations. You know, what works well for you, what works well for the employer, and have that dialogue.
Correct. Have dialogue. If you're an employee, have a plan to go to the employer. Here are days that I'd like to be at the office. Now, what's interesting, John, another ripple, and a lot of people think, okay, having the flexibility, working from home is a good thing for example, working mothers. And what's interesting, which we've seen, is it's not necessarily a positive. First of all, obviously childcare because of the schools, but the big thing is, for example, in September, four times the amount of women to men left the workforce because they couldn't take it anymore. Because what happens is when you're working remotely, companies and clients and employers think you're available 24/7. And it's tougher to cut and set the boundaries. So returning to work not only will help in terms of the connection, but it will reset some boundaries for people, work and personal boundaries, which are really lacking now. You know,
you raise a really good point. I mean, I think people are subject to, you know, or under the guise that, you know, just because I can reach out to you electronically means that I can hassle you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You know, again, as an employer, it's incumbent upon you to be mindful of that. We got a couple of guys listening on, but I try and be mindful of it. I'm not sending things when it comes to my mind. I'm sending it when it's conducive to work hours, because I think we are in a 24/7 world. And that's sort of the expectation that's been placed upon everybody.
Right. I mean, when we push things out, being cognizant of that. The other thing is, if you do that, it creates its expectations onto expectations. So if an employer or a client says, okay, at 8 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night, he's going to respond, then maybe I could send something at 10. So it really is important for employers, employees, or even clients and just organizations to really figure out a balance for working remote and setting boundaries for being in the office.
And you must, Mark, in your travels and in the role that you're involved in, you must come into contact a lot with HR professionals and certainly in the larger firms and recruiters. I would imagine that HR directors, at least what I'm seeing is, you know, they are so immersed right now in figuring out all the moving parts and, you know, guidelines coming from the state, you know, even density, how many people we can have in an office. And I know in some cases, and this is predominantly in clients that have been on site right through, HR directors are almost like traffic managers. You know, they're trying to figure out, all right, who's in the office on what days, how many people can have, what's our density, what's our capacity. And, you know, they're almost like GMs in restaurants now, trying to figure out how to schedule people and make sure that their density is correct. And so they've taken on a whole other area of responsibility that historically was kind of, you know, it wasn't really something that entered on the radar. So, you know, all that complexity has to be figured out, discussed, and talked about at the senior levels so that your managers understand what the restrictions are and are collaborating to not come into violation of codes. And, you know, you cited a number of people that are working remotely. You know, it sometimes feels like everybody's working remotely, but then, you know, you get on the roads and you see, well, no, maybe traffic's about 50% what it was. So that would just tell you anecdotally, well, about 50% of people are still probably going to their offices every day. And so those things are it's all newness that has to be navigated. But back to your earlier point is you need to have that conversation. You need to have that plan in place. You need to strategize about what works best for your culture, for your organization, for your environment in order to get the work done.
Correct.
So
What are you seeing people talking to new prospective employees about? Are they having that dialogue around, you know, what is the culture? What is the current environment? What are the long-term expectations? I know when Mark Z is involved, you're encouraging them to have that, but is that really on people's radar? Are they thinking that way?
Absolutely. When people are interviewing, they want to know right away, will it be remote originally? And then if it's not fully remote, what is the expectation of me coming in the office? And then even the whole interviewing process, it is probably about 85% by a phone call, then Zoom, and then about 20 to 25% in the end, some kind of meeting. But still, I would say 75 to 80%, we're still getting full hires over Zoom without the people ever meeting. So it's still happening. I think it's gonna start changing, especially again, as the population, employee population gets vaccinated, but that's gonna be probably the norm in terms of Zoom, in terms of phone call. It's just not worth it because a lot of employers have to continue to grow and they're busy. And at the same time, they want to be careful, as you would say, as far as their numbers in the office, people feeling they need to come into the office and being able to manage their talent.
And I would think the larger issue that a lot of companies are wrestling with is, does the model work for them to be largely remote? And what are the implications for their businesses? You know, there's a lot of people who are sitting there saying, I've got a lot of overhead tied up in my rent agreements. And we've sat empty for a year, but our numbers aren't off that dramatically. So, you know, is that something that, you know, is the type of thing that how are they weighing it? You know, is it a larger strategic issue for them? Can they continue to do remote work? And how does that align with prospective employees that perhaps want to remain remote for various reasons or vice versa? So all right. Important questions, all important considerations. And as always, Mark, a pleasure. Thank you for bringing Mark Z's moment and bringing to light something that is real and timely and topical that people are dealing with.
Thank you, John. Great to be here and great to share our thoughts with the listening audience.
So as always, if you want to tell our listeners and viewers how to get in touch with you when they have any sort of recruiting and hiring needs, Mark Z is always available.
Well, thank you, John. So first of all, people can go onto our website, markzlegal.com, markzlegal.com, 617-338-1300. Or if you forget everything, just Google Mark Z, M-A-R-C, and the letter Z, and we come right up.
Excellent. Always a pleasure. And just let me make sure that they're not reaching out to you at 2 a.m. Actually, it's okay if they send you an email, but please don't call and text.
Sounds good. We'll respond if I'm up.
There you go. And you probably are. Good to see you, Mark.
Thanks again, John. Take care.
Great. We'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.